When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? We sure have. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, streaming now.
Hello, welcome to Emotional Badass, where Moxie meets Mindful. I'm your host, Nikki Eisenhower, life coach and psychotherapist. And on today's episode, I'm offering a meditation, cultivating safe space within. Hello, y'all. How are you doing? I did an episode recently about safe space. This is sort of a part two meditation to cultivate safe space within. So if you haven't heard that other episode, it might be advantageous to listen to that episode before this one. I'm going to jump right into the meditation. So if you're ready, wherever you are, get out your wiggles and find a seated position. If it's more comfortable for you to lay down, that is fine. Find a way for your spine to be straight and long extended. Find the meditation position that's comfortable for your body, laying down or seated. If you're seated, root the sit bones into the chair, down towards the earth. Reach the crown of the head up towards the sky, finding length, extension for the spine. Tuck the chin down slightly to help the back of the neck elongate. And begin to notice your breath. Just noticing, not trying to change it. Maybe noticing that an inhale feels easier than an exhale. Or maybe an exhale feels more accessible and easier than the in-breath. Notice what you notice about your breath. If there's any tension behind the eyes, soften. Begin to extend the breath a little more deeply, a little fuller, but still allowing for a sense of ease. Inhaling, finding your own rhythm. Exhaling, releasing the breath. Inhaling, clean, fresh, restorative breath. Exhaling any tension, any tightness with each exhale. Notice the neck and the shoulders. Soften and exhale tension on the out-breath. Soften the jaw. Allow the jaw to hang slack loose, easy. Notice your heart space and focus there. Notice your gut, your intuitive center. Allow your breath to be even, rhythmic, full, and gentle. Begin to visualize walking along a trail in the woods. This is a safe trail. It's a trail where only you can go. Any animals you may encounter are friendly and kind. As you walk forward along the path, notice the crunchiness under your shoes of the dry forest bed. Notice the sounds of the birds in the forest. As you walk, you notice flowers and bugs and tall grasses swaying in the breeze. Up ahead, you notice a cave. And you feel a sense of desire, of interest. There's something special that that cave holds for you. And as you walk closer and closer, and closer, the cave gets larger and larger and larger. As you make your way to the entrance of the cave, you feel incredibly safe. A sense of peace washes over your body from the top of your head all the way down to the tips of your toes. And you smile. You like this place. And this place likes you. As you step into the cave, you notice a door. A bright yellow door. And this door calls to you. It wants to be opened, and you want to open it. Walking through the cave, you come to the door and take a deep breath and put your hand on the knob. What's behind this door is a safe place, It is yours and only yours. The only things allowed in it are the things that you allow. When you open this door, it may be a place that you've never seen before, or it may be a place that's very familiar. You can add anything to this space when you see it, and you can take anything away from this space if you like. Anything you'd like to change about this space can change instantly. With an inhale, you slowly turn the knob and pull the door open and step in. What do you see? What do you want to see? How does it feel? How would you like it to feel? Is this an outdoor space or an indoor space? Is this a bright space or a neutral space? What would you like the temperature of your space to be? Is your space dry or humid? Are there natural objects? Are there man-made objects? Add something to this space right now. Whatever the first thing is that popped into that space or into your mind is the exact right thing. Where would you like to sit in your space? Would you like to sit on a hammock? Or a recliner? Or a papasan? Or the earthy floor? Or a swing? Sit. Look around your space. This is yours. Looking around, you know, deep within yourself, that you can come back here anytime. This safe space resides inside of you. This is a good thing to cultivate, this safe space. A space where nothing is required. A space where nothing is expected. A space where there are no demands. To just be. is beautiful. To just be is peaceful. Just being may not be something you've spent a lot of time doing, and that's okay. That's more reason to cultivate this safe space. I can just be. I am safe in my space. I may have anything I want in my space. Taking a deep breath. Stand up from the seated position in your space and look around, take it all in. Take in the feeling of your safe space. Say to yourself in this safe space, I love you. I am cultivating this safe space inside where you can trust me to take care of you, to hold you, to be peaceful with you and for you. Taking one more look around, smiling, knowing that you can come back to this safe space whenever you want. You walk to the door, put your hand on the handle, look over your shoulder and say, I'll see you soon. Open the door, walk through, and begin walking out of the cave. Back to the path, back to the hiking trail. Taking the feeling of your safe space with you. As if peace were a word we could write on a piece of paper, fold up and tuck into our hearts. I can hold on to this feeling as I go back to the world. I am happy to know that I am cultivating safe space within myself in ways I never thought possible. This is how I practice loving myself. Smile. And allow yourself to feel the safety you just created. Take another deep, full breath into that, and this time exhale out of the mouth with some sound. When you're ready, open your eyes, come back to real life, to tangible space, to your day, and to you. I hope to bring you more meditations and more tips, more strategies to cultivate a trusting, loving, compassionate, forgiving relationship with yourself. When we each do the work to create safety and security, kindness, compassion, patience within ourselves, there is a butterfly effect. And that is how we heal the world, one person at a time, starting with ourselves. You count, you matter. Your healing is just as important as anything out there that needs your advocacy. Thank you for meditating with me today. If this episode or any other resonated with you, if it helped you on this healing seeker's path in any way, know that the easiest way to share the show is to go to emotionalbadass.com. You can share every single episode, except our exclusive Patreon episodes, with anyone you'd like. Anyone who might like to hear this healing work. Anyone who might be a highly sensitive person. Anyone who is a survivor of struggle in this life. Thank you so much for being out there listening, for helping me live my purpose. If you're hanging out on emotionalbadass.com sharing episodes, you're welcome to come into our store. There you'll find our previous meditations, not this one yet until we release the next season, but you'll see the meditations that we've done on the show stripped down, no intro music, no outro music, no discussion, no explanation for me, just me in meditation so that you can listen to those at night, so that you can loop them if you're really working to reprogram and shed shame and guilt, anger, frustration, grief, light, and love. I'm an emotional badass, you're an emotional badass, and together we are where Moxie meets mindful. I'll see you next week. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Find it hard to sleep at night? Then the Sleep Cove podcast can help you. Hi, I'm Christopher Fitton, the voice and clinical hypnotherapist behind Sleep Cove. Sleep Cove features sleep hypnosis, meditations, and bedtime stories, all designed to help those of you who struggle at night to achieve a restful and peaceful night's sleep. Search for Sleep Cove on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, and see why Sleep Cove helps millions of people sleep deeply all night.